favorite Gemaras that really just has so many things that are just noveya and extrapolated from this story with this Aramai, with this guy that came to eat the Korban Pesach and on his own admission was killed or was able to be killed, as we pointed out yesterday. Why was he killed? How was he killed if we didn't have really any testimony and source of information? But finally, Rabbi Yisai, that they sent the letter to Netzivim where Rabbi Yudah Maseira was living, and they thanked him for saving the Korban Pesach and for assisting all of them, even though he's a Netzivim. He is really having an impact on what is going on in the Mokom HaMikdash in Yerushalayim for the rest of Klal Yisrael, right? Rabbi Yisai, and what's the obvious question?
Why wasn't he there?
Bingo wheel or rego.
Right. So Moshe said, why wasn't he there? And Jacob said specifically because of what halacha?
Aliyah l'rego.
Aliyah l'rego. So does everyone agree with Jacob? What's another reason why we should ask why wasn't he there like Moshe asked? I like the way Moshe presented the question.
Korban Pesach.
Ah. It's not just Aliyah l'rego. There's also another Bezunder Chiyuv specifically on the Yontav of Pesach that he's not taking care of. And that is the fact that he has to bring a Korban Pesach. So it's really for two reasons that we really are, you know, struggling with Rabbi Yudah ben Maseira being the Gadol that he is in Chutz La'aretz or wherever he is. I just gave away half the sugya. But being outside of Yerushalayim and not coming to take care of part of his obligations. So Taisus is the one that's bothered by this question. And Taisus raises this issue, that why is Rabbi Yudah ben Maseira not in the Makom HaMikdash that they can talk to him personally and that he could have resolved this issue himself with this guy? Says Taisus, Rabbi Yudah ben Maseira shaloi ala l'regel, yishlomer shaloi ala karko. Oizakon hayashayini yachol alach biraglov, depater mi pesach kamo re'iya. Inami netzivin chutz la'aretzi. How many things did Taisus just say, Rabbi Yisai?
Three.
Right, let's count them. Number one, Rabbi Yudah ben Maseira didn't have karka. Number two, he was a zaken that can't walk. That he's pater from Pesach like Re'iyah. Inami or Netzivin is Chutz La'aretz.
I mean, did he say really three things or two? Because he only had one Inami.
Oh, beautiful.
The two should be connected, shouldn't they?
Right. Right. Right, so let's break down this thesis, Rabbi Yisai.
He does say oh though, meaning he does break them up,
right?
Nishlohaya karka o zaken sheno, right? Says inami, which is now kind of like a, because also I mean it's possible it's just a punctuation thing because he also brings psukim to back him up for the third,
right? Very unclear how many answers the Tosis is saying, what Tosis is saying, and what Tosis is answering. Rabbi Yisai, if you don't think that this is relevant, I want to ask you the following question. All of us are citizens of the USA, at least temporarily, before this election, okay? So now, Rabbi Yisai, we are all... Oh, I'm sorry, Leon. Are you a citizen, Leon? No. But we all live in Chutz La'aretz. That's the common denominator with all of us. Oh, I'm sorry, Charlie. I didn't mean to do that. Charlie, also Sammy.
No, I'm an American brother.
Oh, that's right. You got grandparents in Boca. Charlie, you're not an American citizen, right?
No, I'm not.
Right. Are you proud of that these days?
Yeah, not gonna lie.
I hear that. Advice to anyone else? Anyone else that's
Britain's government, Brexit? What is he proud of?
What, anyone else? Do we have any illegal aliens here?
Okay. Besides Charlie.
What?
Besides Charlie.
Okay. So, Chaver, I want to know the following question. A person comes up to you before Pesach and says, Mashiach's coming. Are you chayev to bring a carbon Pesach?
Where would you bring it?
Mashiach's coming. But my mother made a whole yontif. We're booked in the Biltmore in Arizona. You know, am I obligated to bring back of the carbon Pesach?
Depends how far you are.
What do you say?
Depends how far you are.
So here's my kasher, but say, let's start with. What was Tosfos asking? Why was Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira what? Was he asking like Jacob Shiner, not Bri Makriv Oilo Larego? What's the chiyuv to be Oilo Larego, Rabbi Yisai? What does the Gemara and Chagiga tell us? You have to come up to Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yisai, and do what?
Carbon Riyah and a carbon Shlom.
Carbon Oilo Riyah and a carbon Shlom. Good. So now. But the chi of Aliyah is the Eilas Re'iyah. If you come to Yerushalayim without a korban, you violate a lav. Okay? Is that the kasha that Tosfos was asking? Or was Tosfos asking even more, like Moshe was saying, is that, no, we also want to understand why Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira didn't bring the korban Pesach.
It seems like it's
if Tosfos was also asking about korban Pesach, so then we have a tremendous, tremendous chiddush in the last line of Tosfos. That anyone who's in Chutz La'aretz is not obligated in Korban Pesach. Where did Tosfos get that from? I have no idea. Which is part of what the Mishnah Lamelech's question is. But Tosfos might have said that. But the Mishnah Lamelech is bothered if that's the pshat in Tosfos. Not only where did Tosfos get that a person in Chutz La'aretz is not obligated in Korban Pesach, where did Tosfos get in the first answer that if you don't have the ability to walk, that you're not chayev in Korban Pesach? The Gemara later on in Psachim says a zaken is putter from Korban Pesach if he can't eat the Korban Pesach. But the Gemara never said anything about walking legabe Korban Pesach. About being crippled, about being handicapped, that's going to affect the Korban Pesach. Okay? Rabbi Yisai, in addition to that, okay, what did Tosfos say? If he has no karka in Eretz Yisrael.
No karka.
He has no karka. He's potter from Korban Pesach. Where does that come from, Rabbi Yisai? What does the Maseiros HaShas send us to on that question? What does the Gemara in Chesam Abi tell us?
Rasi.
Gemara says on Chesam Abi, let's turn. This is the Gemara about Shluchi Mitzvah in Nizakin. That if you're going to do a mitzvah, as long as it's not, you know, a dangerous path that it's expected to be to present damages, person's not going to be damaged. Keotana desanya isiv and Yehuda oimer lefishenemra toira loyach manishas artscha. When you go to Aliyah Laregel, no one's going to desire land melamich de parascha roya beifer vein chayim azikasa. Tana gosom and akaris baash bevein chuldim azikasa. None of your property, none of your assets are going to get damaged. Bal dvarim kavuchom rama ilush darkam lozik in nizokim bnei adam shein darkam lizik alachas kamakam. How do I know when I return it's not going to be damaged? So why do I need a pasuk to tell me ba'alich if I know even b'chazara that it's not going to be damaged? No, on that the Gemara says, look at the Rabbi Amid, the Rabbi Amid, or Kol Sheyesh Lo Karka Ol L'Regel, B'Shein Lo Karka Ein Ol L'Regel. So we see from the Gemara on the Daf Chesam at Beis that the mitzvah of what requires karka?
Aliyah L'Rego.
How again, Rabbi? Could you repeat that?
Which is what the Mishnah L'Melech says is the only thing that we have a source that should be dependent on Karka.
Can Rebbe repeat that again? That it's the Masoras Hashatz, right?
Yeah, it's the Gemara I just read.
That's the reason why you need Karka.
That Aliyah LeRegel is linked to Karka.
Yeah, I just want to
ask. So the Mishnah Lavav asks, where does the Tosos extrapolate from that? And now there's a Ptur also when it comes to the entire Chiyuv of Korban Pesach. The Gemara never said that. Unless you're going to automatically make a leap and a jump, that Tosos assumed that there's a limud, there's a connection between Aliyah LeRegel and Korban Pesach. Whoever's Chayiv and Aliyah LeRegel is Chayiv and Korban Pesach. If that would be the case for both sides, then we explain what? Not only the first answer of Lohay LeKarka to connect Aliyah LeRegel with Korban Pesach, but also what, Rabbi Yisrael? What does the Gemara Chagiga tell us about Aliyah LeRegel? Someone who can't what?
Can't walk.
Now you understand Taisus.
Chiger.
So if there's some mysterious limo that we're not sure about, Rabbi Yisrael, that connects, that Taisus had, connecting Aliyah LeRegel and Korban Pesach, so now the Tosfos reads like a charm. The only problem is, Rabbi Yisai, is that you still have to explain the Inami. Is it true that someone in Chutz La'aretz doesn't have a Chiyuv Aliyah LeRegel even when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt? So this might connect to a Gemara in Gittin. That the Gemara in Gittin, the first parak of Gittin, discusses certain shlichim that had to save a funai nechtam, and the Gemara says they're shlichi oile regalim. So the question is shlichi oile regalim only in Eretz Yisrael, because only people in Eretz Yisrael have to be by oile regal to the Beis HaMikdash? And you have to save a funai nechtam when you're coming outside of Eretz Yisrael, because lo shlichi oile regalim, is that similar to this Taisus? That now we can infer la halacha according to Tosfos that there's no chiyuv aliyah LeRegel when it comes to someone who lives in Florida, someone who lives in Chicago, someone who lives in Fairlawn, someone who lives in Chutz La'aretz. Basically, Rabbi said what we're trying to figure out is that's the smoothest read so far in the Tosfos, but how do we explain that? That the kasha was only legabi aliyah LeRegel and not legabi Korban Pesach. So maybe you'll just assume, yeah, there's a link between the two, and all the halachas that apply to one apply to the other. That's a big jump. Without having a Gemara that tells us that, it's very difficult to say. Yeah, Moshe.
I mean, maybe this is stretching too far, but can we say that it's kind of mafra from the psukim that it's talking about strictly in Eretz Yisrael? Meaning, the psukim go from talking about, right, God, when Hashem gives them the land, right, and all that he had, and driving out all the enemies. And then he says, and then he mentions the festivals, and then he mentions, right, the pasuk that's brought up, we're going to banish in front of you, no one's going to cover your land, we come before your God. Meaning, maybe it's only talking about specifically
if you live in Eretz Yisrael. I hear. Moshe's defending this approach based on, but at the end of the day, Rabbi said, I like what Moshe's saying, but at the end of the day, he's making up a drasha. This is all made up. There is no Gemara that says this explicitly. Might be mashba like that in the psukim, but at the end of the day, it's all made up. Lamaisa, Rabbi Yisai. Yosef.
Rabbi, is Tosfos saying that you're potter, or that you don't have a chiyuv to go up at all?
I don't understand what the two options are.
I'm just in a state where I can't walk, so I can't go. But if I'm able to get there, even though I can't walk, do I have to go? Or is it, no, you just...
If you have a chiyuv, so you should go.
I'm saying, he's saying if you can't walk, for example, is that because you can't walk that he can't go, or is just he's putter because he can't walk?
I think that he's putter because he can't walk, that he's linking it to Aliyah LeRegel.
So if I can drive there, even though I can't walk, I don't have to go.
Right. That's the din when it comes to Aliyah LeRegel. Yeah. Right. Rabbi Yisai comes along the tzlach and he says a chiddush nifla ad l'moed. So tzlach on our taisus, Rabbi Yisai. He says, we misunderstood Tosis Kash. Tosis was never asking a Kasha by Korban Pesach. Tosis had an assumption before he was reading why Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir did not bring the Korban Pesach. He knew why he didn't bring the Korban Pesach. Because built in by every Korban Pesach, there is a solution, and there's a reason why Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir is not going to bring it. And what is that, Rabbi Yisai? Safshini. What do you mean by that? There's a built-in exemption by every Pesach. What is that?
Uvederech ohaya.
Oh, derech rechayka. A person is 15 mil away from Yerushalayim, right? He is potter from Pesach. And he could bring the Korban Pesach, Sheini. So that is, the Tzlach says, that is what Tosis was assuming. Why the Kasha, when it comes to Korban Pesach, was never a Kasha. All Tosis asked was, why didn't he have to come to Aliyah Lerega, which doesn't have a Ptur of Derech Rechoka? Only Korban Pesach has the Din of Pesach Sheni, which is dependent on Derech Rechoka. On that, Tosis has to say, no, either he didn't have Karka, which is the Gemara and Daf Ches. Now, right? And according to the Tzlach, you don't have to make a jump and a leap and a drasha like Moshe did between Aliyah Leregel and Korban Pesach. No, there is no Gemara that says Karka by Korban Pesach. The Mishnah Melech read in the Tosis doesn't have to be the way he said. Tosis was never asking Akasha Legabe Aliyah Leregel. Tosis was only at Legabe Pesach. Tosis was only asking Akasha Legabe Aliyah Leregel. And now we have a Feirush Gemara and Nafchis and Mabiz that tells us that that's dependent on owning Karka. We know that. That's Ravasi's din and the Gemara and Nafchis and Mabiz. Also, the answer of Tosis Legabe what? Legabe being a zaken, so that also we know he's not able to walk. So that was the Mishnah Melech Zolkasha. Where do we know that when it comes to the Korban Pesach that there's a linkage also that not being able to walk? And the Mishnah Melech, I forgot to say, the Mishnah Melech proves that there's not a full linkage between Aliyah Leregel and Korban Pesach. He says by Noshim. Noshim we paskin are mechuyavos in Korban Pesach, and they're pater from Aliyah Leregel. So doesn't that prove that there's not a carryover between all the dinim of Aliyah Leregel and Korban Pesach? So the Tzlach says yes. Tosis was never addressing the question about Korban Pesach. Tosis had in their pocket the answer and the solution when it comes to Korban Pesach. And what was that? That he's assumed to be a derech rechayka. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir was very far out. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir was not in walking distance. He was not going to make it. So he had a built-in exemption when it comes to Korban Pesach. It's phenomenal. It's a great shot in the Tosis, Rabbi Yisai. You know why also? Because Tosis himself says, right? I'm sorry. That's the Tzlach, but I'm sorry if I cared. I have a problem with this Tzlach, Rabbi Yisai. Before I even get to the Minchas Chinuch's issues with this Tzlach, I have a problem in the words of Tosos with this Tzlach. What's my problem with the words of Tosos with this Tzlach? Again, the whole assumption of the Tzlach, the whole yesod of the Tzlach that differs from the Mishnah Lamelech, is that Tosos was not addressing what? He was not addressing what? Korban Pesach. What's my problem textually with this Tzlach, Rabbi Yisai? Someone help me out.
I mean, Tosos doesn't mention
the Korban. That's the beginning.
Thank you. Tosos seems to be almost a feirish in the Zaken answer that it applies to both Pesach and Re'iyah. So, I don't know if the Tzlach would be bothered by that. Maybe he was just telling you that, you know, tangentially, that it also applies to Pesach, even though we're not sure where Tosos gets that from in the Mishnah Melech challenges. That there's a linkage between every din that applies to Aliyah Leregel and Korban Pesach, Vaharaya Noshim are obligated in Korban Pesach, and they're not obligated on Aliyah Leregel.
Maybe we can say that Re'iyah, there's a, meaning, isn't the mitzvah to be there, not necessarily for the Korban? So maybe we can say that what he's referencing with regard to Re'iyah is just the mitzvah showing up at the base of Mikdash, not necessarily the Korban. Meaning he's not extrapolating from Korban Pesach to Korban Re'iyah, but just the idea of having to go there for Pesach and having
Zaki
to go there
for Re'iyah. Zaki Na'ayah Sheini Yachol Alach the Potter Mi Pesach Kamor Maria. Potter Mi Pesach doesn't mean Korban Pesach?
Maybe saying Aliyah Leregel regarding Pesach. No, it's tough. It doesn't really fit.
Yeah, I don't think so. Rabbi Yisai, but I have a more difficult question on the actually, I don't have a more difficult question. The Minchas Chinuch has a more difficult question. And Rabbi Yisai, this is really my favorite part of the sugya. And this is what Rabbi Ifra loves about this sugya, Rabbi Yisai. Minchas Chinuch challenges the Tzlach, not only in the read of Tosas, and not only Lagabe the details of our sugya. What is the Tzlach telling us? The Tzlach is telling us something overarching and incredible in terms of an assessment and an analysis in Chiyuv of Mitzvahs. So there's a concept of Derech Rechoka, that if you're 15 miles away from Yerushalayim, from the Beis HaMikdash, that you now are exempt from bringing Karban Pesach. But the Tzlach is making a major assumption. What's the major assumption, Rabbi Yisai? That means that even today, that even a month before, that even weeks before, I don't have to put in the hishtadlus to now actually access and try to avail myself to those mitzvahs. And Chizchinuch attacks the Tzlach with a fundamental argument. He says, it's Rosh Hashanah. You have no shofar. It's Sukkot and you have no lulav. Can a person honestly turn to the Rabbanu Shalom and say, I'm sorry, there are no shofars available in my town. There are no lulavim that are around that I could use. Or is a person obligated when he knows a mitzvah is up and coming and he knows that there's going to be an incumbent obligation to make sure to put in all of the preparations and all of the necessary actions and investments in order to make that opportunity a reality? Says the Minchas Chinuch, Derech Rechoka when it comes to Karban Pesach means a person got up, a person tried to book his flights, a person tried to make the trip, a person tried to fulfill his obligation, and yet what? He ends up being stuck. He ends up not being able to make the cut. He ends up that now the situation presented itself that it wasn't the way he planned, and all of his ishtadlus didn't make it happen. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on that, I'm going to introduce to you a Pesach Shein, a second opportunity. But if a person never gets out of his bed, if a person never puts in his ishtadlus, if a person doesn't even try to go to the store, doesn't even try to go to a town where there is a shofar, doesn't even put in the efforts to get there in the first place, that's not an exemption. That's not a halachic category called derech rechoka. That's what the chiyuvim are. That's what the mitzvahs are. That's what we have to do. We have to get a chazan. We have to make sure that we have a baal tokeah. We have to make sure that we're going to make sure that that this is going to be fulfilled. This mitzvah is going to be fulfilled. Minchas Chinuch, right? It's an incredible argument. And ad kedei kach, Rabbi Yisai, the Tzlach is shocking. That you're going to call this a guy who's sitting outside Yerushalayim, who never even tries to come, as an automatic p'tur called Derech Rechoka? Yeah, I know that there's a phenomenon called Derech Rechoka when it comes to Karban Pesach. But that doesn't mean you don't have to get out of bed. Doesn't mean you don't have to try. It says in the Minchas Chinuch, the whole sugya, the whole chiddush of Isaac b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah, which was said by Pesach Sheni, Rabbi Yisai, because they were carrying the bones of Yosef, right? Were it not for the din of Isaac mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah, so they would have been obligated. Why? Because they have to put yourself in the matzav in order to be able to be mechayev yourself. There's no built-in everyone's putter from Karban Pesach. The way that Tzlach understands our taisis, Rabbi Yisai, is a fascinating yisod. And when it comes to Karban Pesach, all the excuses go. So you don't even have to put in an effort? You don't even have to try? That's the Minchas Chinuch's taina on the Tzlach's interpretation of our taisis, legabe, why taisis never even had the kasha when it came to Karban Pesach.
Can't you just say that Tosas already says that, meaning he couldn't do the Shabbos because Tosas mentioned that he's old. Maybe in Rabbi Yehuda ben Sarah's case, he was too old to walk, meaning one of the three ideas was the one of them is that he was too old to walk. So maybe
That's not what the Tzlach says, Moshe. The Tzlach says Tosas never had a kasha by Pesach. because the solution was built in. It was derech chachoka. Says Mechaschil, that's wrong. That's not. I disagree with you, the tzlach, in your understanding of what derech chachoka means. I disagree with you in your understanding about what the chiyuvim of mitzvahs are and what the pturim of mitzvahs are.
Can't you say because it's built into Tosos, this categorization of Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, so that question shouldn't pop up? Meaning, is Tosos making a did klal, or is he just talking about in this one case? Because if in this one case, the reason is Derech Rechoka on his side.
He's saying Derech Rechoka. He's saying Tosos knew. Pesach never bothered me. Says the Mechas Chinuch. I don't agree with your whole assessment of what Derech Rechoka means. Rabosai, if I wake up Rosh Hashanah morning to ask the Mechas Chinuch, according to the Tzlach, and I don't have a shofar. Do you say right now, Onis Rachmana Patra? What do you mean? How can you say that? What p'tur? You didn't even try. You didn't even put in the effort. Person who wants it, a person who tries, a person who puts in the effort, in the investment, and then situation's out of his control, he's not able to make it, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you an exemption. But you didn't even put it in the first place? Not to even ask the kasha? Because it's automatically built in p'tur? Since when? Why is this mitzvah different than any other mitzvah?
Rebbe.
Yeah.
So could that be a reason also why we say for an onus for the entire Klal Yisrael? That's why that was instituted, so that we don't need to say that we did our hishtablus, because if the entire Klal Yisrael is going through it, there's not even a question.
I didn't understand.
I'm saying when there's an onus on the entire Klal Yisrael, we're all putter from it.
I'm not sure. When there's an onus on anyone, you're putter.
Saying, but when there's an onus on Klal Yisrael, we don't even need to do our hishtablus.
What do you mean?
I think it's talking about the end of Parshas Veschanon, where it's talking about v'nisalachecho b'nei Yisrael kiocho am bishkaga.
Yeah.
After.
What?
It talks about the halachas. I think if the bezin gives the wrong psak, and then the entire
Gavr shel tzibur.
Isn't that?
I don't know.
What? Paralim Dover Shel Tzibur, when the Bezdin gives the wrong psak, and then we have to bring a carbon? What?
Yeah, is that what you're referring to, Jacob?
Yeah, I'm saying that if entire Klal Yisrael has the same din, is there a need for the Menchas Chinuch?
Entire Klal Yisrael. You want to know if the entire Klal Yisrael is not able to bring the carbon Pesach? What's the din?
Yeah.
That the carbon is brought Betuma.
And there would be no need for the Menchas Chinuch to tell the Tzlach.
There's no Pesach Sheni. We bring Pesach Rishon Betum.
Yeah.
The whole Tzibur is not pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Okay.
Then why don't we do that now?
What?
We're all Tamei.
We don't have a Beis HaMikdash.
Do we need a Beis HaMikdash to bring Korban Pesach? I thought it just needs to be brought in Harbayit. I guess that's also a Shaila.
That is also a shaila. There's an etziv that thinks that that there's no need for Beis HaMikdash only when it comes to Korban Pesach as opposed to all the other korbanos. But the pashas is, we have other impediments. Even if you would say that you could still bring a bit today, we don't have other things that we need in order to be makriv and in order to have the regular avoda being done appropriately. If you look in the Rav Yaakov. In Drishas Tzion, Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer wanted to be Mechadish, that Prabhupada's Korban Pesach is Manazeh. So he wrote to get Haskama from Kama Gedolim to be Mechadish, the Hakrovas Korban Pesach in our days. And there are a lot of bookim and discussions, which is what we assume, why we don't bring a Korban Pesach is Manazeh. That's really for another shir. But whatever it is an assumption that we are limited in some capacity to be able to bring Korban Pesach. It is a fascinating sugya on its own, because you are right that if there's any Korban that we can open the discussion for, it would be Korban Pesach. But even Korban Pesach, at the end of the day, our assumption is that we don't have the ability. So Rabbeisai, but even if you accept the Tzlach's approach, which from a Hashkafic standpoint, Rabbi Yisai, this Minchas Chinuch machlokes between Minchas Chinuch and the Tzlach is mind-boggling, in my opinion. But even if you've accepted Tzlach, Rabbi Yisai, you still have a massive Chiddush. What's the massive Chiddush? That for some reason, the Inami is true. What's the Inami, Rabbi Yisai? Rabbi Yehuda was where in Netzivim, and that was Chutz La'aretz. So what does that do? Where's the mucker for that? I have a mucker for not having karka. I have a mucker for not being able to walk. But where's the source that you don't have to be oil l'rego if you live in Chutz La'aretz? Yeah, I don't think there's a Gemara that says that. So the answer, Rabbi Yisai, the Netziv thinks that really it's no different than the first Teretz. That he lived in Chutz La'aretz and he didn't have karka in Eretz Yisrael, like the Gemara said on Daf Ches, and it wasn't really an independent answer. And it was just an explanation of why the fact that he didn't have karka in Eretz Yisrael was true, because he lived in Chutz La'aretz, it's even was Chutz La'aretz. So this would chap the nafkamina, Rabbi Yisai, to anyone in this room who might own an apartment in Yerushalayim or in Eretz Yisrael. Because if you understand that the Rebbe of Maseir, the idea is what? That Chutz La'aretz is not a ptur by definition, but it's just that's where he had his karka, and he doesn't own karka in Eretz Yisrael. So then maybe the fact that you live in Chutz La'aretz, but you have karka in Eretz Yisrael, now obligates you in the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Rego. So it's only Netzivim is Chutz La'aretz, and he didn't have karka in Eretz Yisrael, according to the Netziv. But if you understand that mysteriously, there's an independent teretz over here, Inami Netzivim Chutz La'aretz. And when I'm in Chutz La'aretz, I have an exemption from Aliyah L'Rego, slash, right, according to the Tzlach, only Aliyah L'Rego, right? Even if I own karka in Eretz Yisrael, the fact that I'm in Chutz La'aretz would be a built-in p'tur. That's an additional chiddush in our Tosis, that a person is somehow becomes putter by the fact that he's situated in Chutz La'aretz when it comes to the yontif, that he doesn't have to be oila, that he doesn't have to be oila the right. Yeah, Yosef.
It seems like Tosfos said it as a separate answer. He said inami. He never.
Right. He said inami. Yeah. So this, but because we don't really know where there's any source for this, so that's what propels many of the achronim to say it was just an explanation to what he said in the first teretz about having karka. That was the situation about having karka. But I agree with you. What Yosef says, you read the pashup shot in Taisus, sounds like even if you own a karka in Eretz Yisrael, even if you have an apartment in Yerushalayim, it sounds like, again, if you're learning like the Tzlach, that it was a kasha on Aliyah L'Rego, that would be an exemption for Aliyah L'Rego. Rabosei, that idea is a chiddush even according to the Minchas Chinuch also, because you're still going to take care of the issue of Aliyah L'Rego. You're just also asking the kasha legabe Karban Pesach, because the Minchas Chinuch is not willing to accept that there was an assumption at the beginning of Tosfos that Karban Pesach was taken care of because of the din of Derech Rechoka, because Minchas Chinuch fundamentally doesn't agree that there's a built-in p'tur when it comes to the mitzvah of Karban Pesach called Derech Rechoka if you didn't put in that hishtabos. Minchas Chinuch ends off and he says that there is a Gemara on Daf Ayin that seems to allude to this, that the Gemara talks about two Tanoim that were outside in the Darum, and Rashi says that they were in Chutz La'aretz, and sounds like that there's no chiyuv when it comes to Karban Pesach and Aliyah L'Rego when a person is residing in Chutz La'aretz. Yeah, David.
If I don't have karga, is the p'tur on the Aliyah or on the Karban?
P'tur on the Aliyah, and therefore there's no chiyuv Karban ol Aliyah either.
But you could have...
You don't have a chiyuv to be oilless. You have no chiyuv to bring a Karban. The chiyuv to bring a Karban is to show up with a Karban.
So that... Okay, fine. Thank you.
Yeah, David.
Just a technical point on Yosef's question about the inami. Aren't there two ways that you can read an inami? That either it's a totally different answer, or it's just another interpretation of what he just said?
Yeah, I mean, usually, classically, I think that's where Yosef's coming. Usually it's an additional answer, but I don't think it's an iron, you know, I don't think it's a riot against the Nitziv. But usually, okay. usually we assume an inami is an additional answer. All right, Rabbi Yisai? So that's really just some of the nekudos that the Mishlei Malach thinks the Rambam disagrees with all of the opinions of the Tosfos. He doesn't give really, I don't think, if I remember correctly, everybody said the Mishlei Malach did not give explanations of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, but he just thinks from the Rambam's codifying the laws, he doesn't bring down any of these ideas. And chap nafkamina is for people residing in Chutz La'aretz and people being far away. Would they be mechuyev in the mitzvah of Karban Pesach? And then Rabosei, just a very fundamental machlekes between the Noid B'Yehuda and the Tzlach and the Minchas Chinuch, is if you didn't even try to go to Eretz Yisrael, would you have the p'tur of Derech Rechoka, Rabosei, which ultimately could affect, that's a serious shaila, that could affect the Chi of Karis. If you don't have the p'tur of Derech Rechoka and you don't bring anything, Rabosei, you could be Chai of Karis. So that's a very, very important Nekudas Machlokes between the Minchas Chinuch and the Tzlach in terms of analyzing our sugya and analyzing all of the mitzvahs that we're discussing. All right, Rabbi Isai? That really puts... Yeah, Moshe.
Just a quick question. Is this not a... Is this whole Gemara not a gada? Meaning, why is Tosfos bringing up halacha?
That's exactly why I love this, Rabbi Isai. There is no agada. I mean, these are stories that happened in the Beis Hamikdash. These are real live stories. These are, and everything has to follow halacha, and everything has to be placed into a halachic context. And that's why Rabosei, this whole entire discussion about people living in Chutz La'aretz and all of these chiyuvim that we would think this Zman Hazeh is so relevant and is probably, you know, such an important discussion, really emanates only from a Tosfos. All we have is a Tosfos, a Mishnah Lamelech that points out that the Rambam doesn't say any of this. That's why it's at the beginning of Hilchos Karban Pesach. And he's shocked about the Tosfos conclusions. And a Minchas Chinuch and a Tzlach that discuss Derech Rechoka, you know, in between the lines of all of this discussion. But Rabbi say, what you would expect to be Gemara's Mefureshes, Sugyas that are packed. Is a person who lives in Chutz La'aretz obligated in Aliyah L'Rega when the Beis Hamikdash is coming? Is he obligated in Karban Pesach? Is he not? Where are the Mekaris for these things? Where are the Drushes for these things? All we have is a Tosfos with a Mishnah Lamelech, with a Rambam, with a Tzlach, with a Minchas Chinuch, and that's the entire fundamental sugya that's going to be the source of all of these questions, Mirtz Hashem, that are going to be relevant in the Geula Akrova when Mashiach comes, Bekarov, and we are going to be faced with all of these obligations. David.
According to the Minchas Chinuch, what was the reason why he's Pater?
So I think he has to agree that he thinks Tosfos was asking the kasha from Korban Pesach and Aliyah L'Rega. There wasn't a built-in Derech Rechoka.
But do we have a source for that?
So that's what the Achronim try to work on. Either one could argue the Minchas Chinuch. I don't think he just brings down that other Gemara that says Lagabi Korban Pesach that Chutz La'aretz helps, but Lagabi the source, there's a carryover between Aliyah L'Rega and, you know, not being able to walk, the Mishnah Lamelech's kasha, and being in and not having karka, which are all seem to be limited sources specifically said by Aliyah L'Rega. So where do we get this idea that we can carry over? So there are a bunch of achronim that work in the direction that Moshe was taking, that maybe there is some sort of limud and some sort of drasha. I think the Cheshek Shlomo quotes a drasha. If you look in the back of the boxes, I believe there's a Cheshek Shlomo. He says in the Cheshek Shlomo, Inami Netziv in Chutz La'aretz, that Nir Be'enai V'cheni La'edya B'Yerushalmi D'Hori Yis Perakam Ma'aloch Abayis D'Yoy Shei Chutz La'aretz Ptur Min Ar'ir D'Amar Yerushim L'Lach Sh'Amar Al Ar'ir Aholchu Ayin Mishalom Alach Reish Karim Pesach You listen to this, Moshe? The Cheshek Shlomo says it's based on the Psukim. So you see that the Pesach Lagabik Shechting the Karban Pesach, the Darshina not Krah, the Loyachmod Gama Pesach, the Chsiv Basrei. So the Cheshek Shlomo works on finding Mekoros based on drushas, kind of like Moshe did, in order to connect both of those things. But fundamentally, David, I can't find you right now, David. Oh, there you are in the corner. So fundamentally, the idea is the Minchas Chinuch had to view that the Kasha and the Terutzim were going both on Karban Pesach and on Aliyah L'Rega.
The Tosfos Rash Mishans seems to connect them also. He says, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir Shelo Haya Ola L'Rega Lasos Pesach.
Yeah. Excellent. So that's like the Minchas Chinuch, not like the Tzlach. That's a kash on the Tzlach. Excellent. So what David's pointing out is if you look at the Tosis Rashmi Shans, the way he presents Tosis Kasha is beferish like the Minchas Chinuch and not like the Tzlach that we were asking on both things. So yes, you'd have to go the route of Moshe, like the Cheshek Shlomo in the back of the Gemara and the Yalkam of Farshim, that there is some sort of limud that connects all of these answers also not only be limited to Aliyah Lerego, but also applies to Karban Pesach, which happens to be a great Chiddush, but also the Tzlach is a major Chiddush to assume that there's a Derech Rechokam when you didn't even try. So Rabbi Isai, we're going to go into the Yom Kippur and we're going to understand that there is no Ptur of being Derech Rechokam. When we're going into Yom Kippur, we're not just going to say, oh, we're in faraway land. We're not close to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not even going to try. We're not even going to put in the effort. It's not true. You have to wake up. You have to walk. You have to try to fly. You have to book a flight. You have to realize, Kikaro ve'lecha adover ma'od, b'fichu b'vavcha lasoso, you can. You have the ability, and you have to put in the efforts. Says the Minchas Chinuch, there is no built-in exemption. Oh, there's no shofar. Oh, there's no lulav. Oh, there's no kapara on Yom Kippur. It's all up to you. You put in the ishtadlis, you show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I don't want to have a ptur of Derech Rechoka. If I get stuck, I get stuck. But at least I got stuck after putting in the effort, after waking up and after showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu there's a drive. That's where the concept of Derech Rechoka makes sense. Otherwise, Rabbi Isai, we can't have a kapara on Yom Kippur if we never show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we wanted to have a kapara. A person has to believe in Yom Kippur. Like the Gemara says, even according to Rebbe, who says that Yom Kippur is mechaper, the itzumo shel Yom Kippur itself has the ability to be mechaper l'shavim l'sheinim shavim, even if you didn't complete the tshuva process, but he can't be boyet in Yom Kippur. He can't neglect, he can't stick it to Yom Kippur itself. He can't eat on Yom Kippur itself, Rebbe says, Tosis and Shavua says. He can't deny the concept of Yom Kippur. So what does that mean, not denying Yom Kippur? I know these last few hours, these last few moments, I have to put on my ishtadlis, I have to try to book a flight, I have to try to put in the trip and put in the trek, and Emir Tzah Hashem, the rest will be totally on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he will give me a kapara, b'mehera b'yameinu Rabbi Isai, you should be zoicha, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu should answer, Kol Mishalas Libech L'Toyva, all of you should be Zoicha in a year of Simcha, Bracha, Nachas, Hatzlacha, Aliyah, meaning like the Tzlach, days that are going to be Amole, that are going to be investments, that you're going to see return on investments, not only return on your financial investments, but return on your greatest investments, which is your days that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has granted you. And Emir Tzah Hashem, we should all rejoice together, Emir Tzah Hashem, in the Geula Akrova, b'mehera b'yameinu. Amen. Rabbi Isai, yashakayach to each and every one of you, and you should all have a beautiful Yom Kippur and a beautiful Yom Tif, a beautiful Sukkot.
Thank you.